A handful of Obama supporters gathered beneath the Amelia Earhart statue next to a busy intersection near North Hollywood Park. The location wasn't an accident. Demonstrators chose the statue because they say for every dollar men make, women make just 77 cents. And women make up 2 out of every 3 minimum wage workers.
The fact that there is this phrase, working poor, I think is outrageous. It's crazy. You're working, you shouldn't be poor.
That's Susan Borenson, a former lawyer and now an advocate for wage equality.
Whether you're male or female, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, everyone is entitled to the same wages.
That's Roger Tinsley, or Danger Man, the urban superhero. He usually only dons his blue Superman-like outfit and mask to educate kids about health and safety. But today, he warned of another danger.
Yes, there is danger when you can't, you know, when you can't pay your, can't feed your kids, you can't pay your rent, you can't pay your car insurance, okay? Yes, there's a lot of danger there.
California passed a law last fall to increase the state minimum wage to $10 per hour by 2016. That would make it one of the highest in the nation, but the national minimum wage has been at $7.25 since 2009. Opponents like the California Chamber of Commerce say California businesses are already struggling with cost and tax increases, higher energy prices, and costs related to the Affordable Care Act. They say raising the minimum wage is a job killer, but proponents say that just isn't the case.
Well, I mean, that opinion is based on a very narrow conception of how economics works.
That's Gary Blasi, a UCLA law professor.
If you raise the minimum wage, all that money is going to stay in local economies.
President Obama and his supporters face an uphill battle on this issue in the Congress, which probably won't be resolved until after the midterm elections in November. Logan Healy, Annenberg Radio News.